groups, and family structures. Relationships are essential to life. Relationships determine what we hold to be virtuous. So, what else can we learn from Stanley Milgram's obedience studies? See, Milgram did a series of obedience studies that are by now reasonably common knowledge. So I'll spend only a little time describing them. An experimenter wearing a white coat and looking very serious invites two people into the experimental room. One is the actual subject, but the other is a confederate of the experimenter who's pretending to be a subject. By what seems like a random drawing, but in fact was rigged, the real subject was drawn to be the teacher, and the confederate was drawn to be the learner. The learner had to learn a list of word pairs. And to encourage learning, the learner would receive increasingly severe electric shocks that punished every time the person made an incorrect response. You know, hey, you know, parents punish their kids hoping they'll learn, right? So the first mistake that the learner makes, the learner is